Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Shocking Blue bringing us back, little Venus. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, this is our anniversary week. I'm literally kicking off our anniversary week right now. 22 years in the books, 23 coming up. We're crossing over today, and all the guests this week are going to be people who've been with me for, I say all of them, almost all of them. I must say 4 out of 5 of the people who are here this week are going to be 1998 models. In fact, a couple of 97 models. How about that? Yeah, we started doing the show in 97. I think Wally Bach's going to be here tomorrow, I think, and he's been with me since 97. Karen Kerrigan's going to be here later in the week. She's been with me since 97. Steve Martin's coming up right after the break. He's been here since 98. Eva Rosenberg's in the next hour. She's been here since 98. Steve Martin's coming up. Steve Forbes is coming up. Yeah, that guy, Steve Forbes. He'll be here the next hour. He's been here for, I think he started with me in 2001, something like that. So he's one of the exceptions. But Steve likes to be, we like to have Steve on the show in our anniversary week. Anyway, so it's just you and me. It's still just you and me. I want to talk about how this whole nonsense got started, how this chaos got started. I was a consultant. I had my own consulting business. And I started that after being downsized twice in 18 months in the 80s. I decided I didn't need help screwing up my life. I could do that by myself. So I started my business in 89, 30 years ago, over 30 years ago. But in 97, I started thinking about talking to more than one person at a time. And I thought about radio. I'd never done radio before. And I started thinking about, you know, how would that work? And I did the research. I found out how it works. I found out how to make it happen. And I decided that I wouldn't do it if anybody else was doing it, what I wanted to do, which was to speak to small business owners, not 1 hour on Saturday. There were some shows like that. But every day, I wanted to talk to you every day the way you go to work. I wanted to go to work with you every day, Monday through Friday. Show up, just like you. That I felt that, you know, if I could offer some kind of help to you every day, I would do that. So that's what I did. I launched the first, as far as I know, the first and maybe still the only weekday show dedicated to small business. I don't know of another one out there. I haven't heard of one since. I've helped a lot of people launch their own radio shows. A lot of people have asked me to help them basically compete with me, and I've helped them. Not too many are still doing this. And I haven't heard of another weekday, everyday show dedicated to small business out there. So I guess that makes me either really smart or really stupid. We're still not sure about which way that goes. But I'm still doing it, and there are people still supporting us, and folks out there still listening and responding to what we do. And so I guess that makes it something that's worthwhile. When I started doing the show, as I said, I'd never done the radio before. I'd never done radio before. I had to get all the equipment, get it all set up, get a studio prepared, everything, find a network, which I did. But the week before I went live, 22 years ago last week, I came to my new studio, and I broadcast a show to nobody all 5 days. I literally stood here, which I do. I always stand and pace. I never sit down. I literally stood here and did the show without connecting to anybody, just to get used to getting up and doing it, and I did it for a week, every day for a week, so that when Monday came around for the live show, I'd already done it for a week. And I have to say, though, I don't want to hear a replay of those early shows. So hopefully things have gotten better. I know our guests have gotten a lot better, and Because in the early days, it was hard to find guests. There weren't that many people out there wanting to be on or any radio show, really, especially a small business. Small business wasn't as big a deal as back in 97 as it is, as it has been since then. And so, and then, of course, along the way, as I said, I started writing. And the writing gave way to our newsletter, which we publish every week. This is our 20th anniversary, 22nd anniversary of the show, 20th anniversary of our newsletter, which you can still subscribe to. We send it every Sunday afternoon. We haven't missed an issue in over 20 years now. So every Sunday afternoon you'll get it, and I hope you'll check it out and subscribe to it. And then, as I said earlier, we started our simulcast, so people are listening to the show all around the world on the internet. We've heard from people from countries all around the world: China, Stockholm, Sweden, India, you name it. We hear from people all the time around the world. So we're glad you're here. In addition to our radio broadcast, we have that simulcast, and so we've been doing that for almost 22 years. And along the way, we built this brain trust. That was one of the smartest things we did, was to create the brain trust. These guests that are my sidekicks every half hour. And nobody better than Steve Martin, who's coming up in just a minute. I don't even want to think about where we'd be right now if it weren't for his abiding support and good wishes and brains. He's been a true confidant and advisor and friend and subject matter expert. He's the whole package, folks. And Steve Martin's going to be with us. So as I say, folks, this is not about me. There's a whole lot of folks that came together and made all this happen for the last 22 years. And you're part of that list, small business owners, because you inspire all of us. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.